Shabbos, Perek Chaf Beis, Mishnah Hey, 22:5. The point of this Mishnah is very straightforward, and it's making one point, which is, according to this Tana, if a person takes a shower on Shabbos or a bath, he may not carry the towel back with him because we're afraid he'll come to squeeze the towel out. And as we said in the previous Mishnah, to be sochet, to squeeze out a towel, is a toldo malabin, an isser midorais, that squeeze liquid out of into a fabric. But the Mishnah will say, if multiple people shower together and they're walking back together, they're allowed to carry the wet towels because each one will remind the other not to squeeze out the towel. That's the long and short of our Mishnah. And the halacha is actually not like this Tana at all. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara, who says that even a single person who comes back from bathing, whatever it is, may carry a towel. We're not afraid he'll come to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Okay, that's the Mishnah in a nutshell. Now, there's a bunch of technicalities, so let me go back. The first thing you have to understand is that when it comes to bathing on Shabbos, so there were a series, over a period of time, there were a series of Issuri Derabbanan piled on to restrict bathing on Shabbos. Originally, they'd bathe on Shabbos. Even in hot water, they would just use water that was heated from before Shabbos. And therefore, you really have no problem because there's no bishul issues, no cooking water because it was done before Shabbos. The problem was that in the public bathhouses, people were cheating the system and they wanted really warm showers or baths. And therefore, the balanim, the bathhouse attendants, would be heating the water on Shabbos. And people would go in and take a warm bath on Shabbos and they would essentially lie and say this was water that was heated from before Shabbos. Therefore, the rabbis forbade to bathe in warm water on Shabbos, even if it was heated before Shabbos. People were still going to the public bathhouses to kind of get a schwitz, like a sauna, to get sweated up. Later on, people were cheating the system. They were going to take showers and they were baths, and they claimed they were just going to sweat. And therefore, the rabbi said, you can't even go into a bathhouse to sweat, like in a sauna, on Shabbos because of the cheating. Later on, they even went so far as to say that even water which is naturally heated, meaning like hot spring water, is also forbidden, lest one come to cheat the system, etc., and lie and say that it was a natural hot spring, really was heated water. But at that point, the Chacham saw that this was just too much for the people to bear, and they needed to bathe on Shabbos, and therefore they repealed that one step. So it comes out then, by the end of the historical process, that bathing in hot water on Shabbos is forbidden, even if it was heated from before Shabbos, but it would be permitted to bathe in a natural hot spring on Shabbos. Okay, that's the backstory. Now, our Mishnah is going to say, Harochetz b'mei ma'ara, if a person took a bath in cave water. So the pshat here is that this is water that's put into a cave that was actually heated, say, before Shabbos, and then put in the cave that's like, you know, where it would stay warm because it's sort of an enclosed, covered area. So that would be a forbidden bath. But if one did that, or uvamei teveria, or he took a bath in the hot springs of Teveria, this is a natural hot spring, this would be a permitted bath. Either way, we're focusing not on the bathing part, but on the towels. So venista peg, if he dried himself off with a towel, afilo be'esrat lanios, or even if he used 10 towels. The point is, if you have multiple towels, the amount of water absorbed into each of them becomes less and less. And if you use 10 towels, none of the towels will be very damp, and therefore there's not much to squeeze out of them. Even so, lo yaviem biyado, he, the guy who took the bath, may not take the towels back with him back home because we're afraid he'll come to squeeze them out, which would be sochet, squeezing out liquid from absorbed into a fabric, which is the toldo malabin of laundering. Aval asar b'nei adam, if there were 10 people who went mistabkin batlanios achas, and even if they dried themselves off with a single towel, meaning the towel would be totally, you know, dripping with water. So the Mishnah says, Paneim yadeim raglam, they washed their face, their hands, and their feet. This is lavdavka. The truth is they could wash their whole, dry their whole bodies with the towel. Just since it's not really so common for 10 people to share one towel to dry the whole bodies as opposed to just their hands and feet and face, the Mishnah uses a case which is more realistic and likely, but it wouldn't make a difference. Either way, mevin osa biyadan, they, the 10 guys, can carry back that one dripping wet towel back home, and there's no fear, there's no issur derabanan, they'll come to squeeze it out. Okay? Now, the halacha is not even like this ton at all. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, which is that whether you have one person or 10 people, whether, and like the Mishnah says explicitly, whether they took a bath beheter in a permitted way or even a forbidden bath in this hot water heated from before Shabbos, there simply is no restriction on carrying towels back. There's no concern that they're going to come to squeeze it out on Shabbos.